we're holding here in Parshas Balotcha in the nuns, in the opposite of our nuns. You have here a very strange parsha in the Torah of Ibn Sa'ar and of Milchayoma, and there are two nuns, one that's prefaces, one that's afterwards, and they're upside down. Obviously there's some sort of remez here that we have to figure out. Last time, 2 years ago, we saw Ibn Abba Chaya here. Now we're going to see Shaul Zechuvas Yochanan Boaz, who's a Rishon, and speaks about this. Tchilas Shailas Yishmach Hashem Emes Olam Inyan Anunim Shabazim Asura. My Kavan is Anunim Mazam. So you've asked me, said, to explain to you this, the Nunim and the Emes. And what Rashi says, that Ein Zeh Mekom Lokeh L'Havti Yiponos L'Pronis, you would like to explain what that means exactly. What's the point of that? Tshuva. Hatshuva Zaruka. Elos Ani Maskel Horoshi Prokim Levad. It's a long tshuva, and I'm just going to tell you a general framework for it. This is in keeping with the injunction that Chazal said that you should not teach inyanim that are nista to people outside, except you can tell them Rashi Prakim, you can give them an outline, and the person needs to fill in himself. He says, Masha Shavar, Trilosik Pirshav Chazal Mesaf the Shabbos Nishu Sefer B'nei Atzmo. First, Chazal said that this is a parsha that is a total parsha. It's the minimal amount needed for a parsha, and halachically it has a standing. It says 85 letters is the minimum needed to describe a parsha which has a din of a sefer Torah. O darshu al pasuk. Chazal also dash on the pasuk. It says chachma b'zebesa chotva mudei shiva. That Chachma carved out seven pillars of in wisdom. Elo Zayin Sfarim. So Chazal say this refers to the seven Sfarim. Breishis Shmolz Vayikra Bamidbo, Advei Bin Soren, Vayi Bin Soren, and Kimisayin Motzei Parat Midbo, and Elo Advarim. So Chazal, in some form, considered this to be actually another parsha, considers to be another Chumash, where you have seven chumashim altogether when you count this. The zayin zvayin zvayin bereishis. Kineged zayin mo'ados, you have 7 days of bereishis. You have the seven yom tovim, which is Shabbos. Pesach is 2 days midoraisa. Atzeres is 1 day midoraisa. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur each 1 day. Sukkot is 1 day. Shmatzeres is 1 day. So you have 7 days. Shabbos, 2 days. Pesach is 3. Atzeres is 4, Rosh Hashanah is 5, Yom Kippur, and Chag Sukkot and Atzeres. I'm not sure which one he sort of leaves out over here. If you counted, it actually is 8. And Shemini Atzeres, I guess, is the 8th, because if you count Shabbos is 1, Pesach is, makes it 3, Atzeres Shavuos is 4, Rosh Hashanah is 5, Yom Kippur is 6, Sukkot is 7, and Shmini Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres in the big picture. Ukineged Zayin Oros Yiduim, Shehem Hei Niglim, Ushnei Nelomim, Vein Oro La Torah. He says, Kineged Zayin Oros Yiduim. Now, I assume that he's talking about the spheres, obviously, but I'm not sure of the spheres, which one he means are the Nelomim. What is the kavanas of the nunim? Kineged nun sharabina shanitna atoira. There are 50 sharabina, nun shnei yovel are shnei nunim. You have 50 sharabina and 50 years of yovel. Uklolom lirmos kuf brachas. Now, let's understand a little bit what he means over here. He says this first point where he speaks about 50 sharabina and 50 shnei yovel. As the numbers stretch out, you have seven oros, like he says. These are seven anhagos or kadosh baruch hu. Semyon Tovim. You also have 50 is the count of the ultimate count of time. In other words, 50 years is an entire olam. It's referred to as olam, but it means that it's a complete universe unto itself, 50 years, and doesn't really need the next time. The reason is because all the mitzvahs you could be mekayim in 50 years, you need 50 years to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. But once you have 50 years, every mitzvah finds its place. Just like every understanding, Nun Shar Bina means every understanding is 50. 50 is the stretch of understandings. Now, let's just describe, he's not alluding to it before, but let's just describe a point about the number 50. The number 50 is 7 times 7, meaning there are 7 auras, like you said before, and then there are each of these auras, each of these hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be subdivided into 7 subdivisions, connected, again, those auras. Now, the truth be said, this process really is infinite. There's no end to how much I can divide and subdivide. It's like, how many numbers can I create with the 9 integers that we have, or 10, if you count 0? The answer is an infinite amount, because we just keep adding. So we can keep dividing everything, but 7 by 7 means whatever the different oros, the different inyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world, each one analyzed again in turn, and in a certain sense that means, it's like when you have an equation and you have 3 dots, meaning the process can continues infinitely, indefinitely. And here also, it keeps going, and therefore he says the 50th is actually something which is above and beyond our attainments, but it's there. Let's take the 2 primary examples. We count 7 years, 7 Shemitah, 7 times. That we count. The 50th year is Yovel. It's not. We didn't count that. That comes at it. We count Sfiras Omer. So we count. We don't count the night of Shavuos. The night of Shavuos comes by itself, so to speak. In other words, there's 49 Shari Bina Tkufos that we are instrumental in bringing it out and bring it about. And then there's one that we get when we have everything. I guess if I can give a mushal, the kind of mushal is they have these crossword puzzles of sorts where you have to fill in all of them. If you fill them in right, it spells out something in the middle. You know, if you filled it all out right, there's going to be a word appear in every circle box or whatever it is. So here it's also like that. If we get the 7 times 7 right, the 50th is chal by itself. Uklalam lermos kuf brachas. And then the 50 and 50 together form 100 brachas. Vakavonik de shagil akoyin brach achas me'ameya. He brings here, we always want, when we have 100, when we have the number 100, we now have the truma for a kohen, which is echad nimeya, and so on. That's the point that he goes with the 50s. Okay, let's go to the next point he makes. V'yeresh doshashem gimel poranyas. And Sama Dorish, that the reason why we have this parish in the middle is not to create 7 svarim, but to be mafsik v'poranyas v'poranyas. V'yadua ki gimel avichazaka, v'kachivsik b'neyem. Because 3 means something is chazak. Let's explain this a little bit outside. He goes through the 3 different three different points he makes. He goes through 3 different averes, Vayisim Ar Hashem, and Vayibin Soa, and Agimel de Meslonim. So Rashi says this parsha interrupts between 2 Puranyas. He says that Vayibasar itself is a Puranyas. He says they were Mahar if they aren't anonym, and the 2 Nuns need to be Mafsik between both of them. Now, the reason let's just explain the point of it. The Torah itself is not just a chronological recording of events. This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. The Torah really is a, it evaluates the events. You know, when you go through the others, Avraham Avinu lived 175 years, so what do you have? You have 2.5 parashas on Avraham Avinu. A lot more happened in his life, say, than with Yitzhak, say, with Yaakov. You have a handful of stories. The answer is the Torah is, I'm telling you what it feels are the stories that are the most significant stories, the stories that have meaning forever, and the stories that give you enough detail to fill in the rest, to describe Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. The Torah is using different points to give a much bigger message than the stories per se. Anytime you have three things, you have a chazaka. So if something happens once, twice, a third time, it no longer is it's no longer something that happened at random, but we say this is part of something systemic. And three is always the number of chazaka. Just like if a person gets sick once or twice, you say, hey, it happens. If a person gets sick three times, the same thing, for no perceptible reason, we say there must be some problem in his immune system, and he's being exposed to something, and so on. So if the Torah puts down three bad things the Kashal did, one after the other, one needs to learn from that the Torah is saying they are inherently impossible people. They just complain and do bad, so on and so forth. The Torah put a hefsek and said it may be three times, but each of these three times has like a different reason behind it. It's not really coming from the fact that they're so obnoxious, but whatever it is. Okay. Then he says, Sama Mefarishim in Pashas, Zusav Ibn Sarad, Lamala Men and Nun Pashas. There are 50 Pashas in Bamidbar. And he speaks about this. He explains how we get to 50 parashas, and so this would also be in line with what he said before about it being 50s. Now the Nun Zamiram is that there's something significant about having 50 parashas. 50, wherever you have number 50, you have something that is really complete within itself. One more thing he says. Ubesef atmuna kasav v'sod hanun and afuch neged yisod. Ulefi shesham chayzin haneshamas, ve'ein lemakom ze esik betachtonim lekach nefcha nun, v'hu amram b'muflam chal tidros. So Sefer Tmun is an old Kabbalah sefer, really old, and it says nun afuchin is keneged yisod, because that's where the neshamas go back to, and ein lemakom ze esik betachtonim lekach nefcha nun. Let's just explain the point of it. A letter is a piece of information. So whenever I have a letter that is on paper, it's meant to convey some information. The minimum for ksiva is two letters. Two letters are, so if I have just an aleph or just a beis, it means nothing. It's the beginning of information. If I have an aleph and beis together, there's a full piece of information. There's av. When I have a letter, when I have a mark that is not a letter, all it tells me is there's information here. It doesn't. So if you walk by in a door and you see an X on a door or a dot, so you say somebody made a mark here for a reason. They're meant to fix something. They're meant to rob something. Whatever it is, it's there for a simon. But when you have a letter that's upside down, it means it's information, because it's a letter, but it's not given to you in a way that you can decipher it. So to speak, if you are laying upside down, you could figure it out, like the Yemenite Chumashim, where they could read it upside down because they all circle around it. The Nun is a long line. In other words, the midas yisod is the midah where things come into this world. It's connected to the midah of leida, and it's the same vehicle where the neshamas go back. And anything that has to do with things that are beyond this world, like Olam Haba, like Olam HaNeshamos, we don't have any real insight into it. We know it's there, it's marked. There is information, but the information is not information that we, as long as we're here, don't understand it, don't have shaychus to it. And that's why it's called the Mufno Chal Tidresh. The two nunim tell me there's something in over here important. There's information here, but information, as long as we're looking from down up, that information is not decipherable really to us. It's not doesn't mean anything. When we'd be looking from up down, it would make a lot of sense. Then he says a few more remazim. He says, "What's the base? Pesukah Elu Yud base tables, 12 letters. Kineged Pazuchal Yadach Hazaka, which has 12, and the parashas of Anucha has 7 words, which is Kineged Debrashis." So he says, "So you have here a certain order that's opposite the order of the Sefer Torah. You start with a pasuk that has as many letters, as many words as Chol Yadach Hazaka, and you finish with as many words as Debrashis." Shouldn't it have been violated for Tchilo Venucho Shogneg Vashis? Vesheni Levi bin Sir Shogneg Pasachal Torah Chayahazaka. Ula Fikar Kosav Nuna Fucha, that's why the Nun is written upside down, Kloima. Ki Aksiva Fucha Shleka Seda, Lechisar Datenu. It's reversed based on our understanding. Al Yosef is for Kesedem Ksuvim. Ki Romes Tchilos Hayar Chazok Shogneg bin Sir. Okay, let's talk about this and explain this, what he means. He means something not that far from what we said before. Let's just explain it. Generally speaking, whenever you look at something from two ends, each end is the reverse of the other end. So if you're looking from up down, or down up, the two people see opposite pictures. Let's take it a little bit, let's bring it into a mashal that's closer to the nimshal here. Imagine a student is learning math, and the teacher gives a problem. And the teacher says, hey, imagine you walk into a store, and they're selling two types of chocolates. One of them is $5 a pound, one of them is $8 a pound, and you only have, $6, or you have $11, and you want to buy as many chocolates as you can. How many chocolates of each do you buy? So the student starts with the guy in the chocolate store. First is the guy in the chocolate store, and then he scratches his head, maybe takes a look at somebody's paper, and he puts down and he says, okay, it would be 5x plus 8y equals whatever it is, and then he has the equation, and he works it out. So to him, the chocolate problem came first, the equation and the solution came second. The teacher walked into the room and he said, I'd like to give them an equation of the type of 5x plus 6y. I need a good story. I need a good muscle. Okay, imagine it's chocolates, and you're buying X amount of this and Y amount of that. That is something, so in the two events, the sequence is opposite, whether it's coming from the teacher or it's come to us. In our minds, and we as human beings, the first thing man saw in the world was gracious. He saw the world, and then he asked himself, well, what's the purpose of the world? Where's it headed to? Who's in charge? It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must be Torah, and so on and so forth. So our Torah starts with Bereishis and ends with Le'en Kol Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create, he wanted to bring out Torah in a concrete way. That was a certain moral structure to be expressed tachlistic. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with Le'en Kol Yisrael, which is a description of Moshe Rabbeinu as the Noisan HaTorah, and he turned that into Bereishis. So the Nun HaFuchos are in a certain sense, in the opposite perspective. And Vayivis so deals with the Torah traveling with Kal Yisrael. So the Vayihi ben Soah, it comes before Venucha. You know, it's first HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Torah and what it's supposed to do, and then he put it into effect. Okay, we'll hold it here. We have to go.
Thank you very much.